This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the BBC.
This is the finger-licking, lip-smacking, cooking with Paula podcast from The John Toll Show on BBC Radio Ulster.
I've been really lucky this week. Well, I was lucky at the beginning of the week because a few friends dropped around lots of plums. But you know when you stone, probably about half a ton of plums, the novelty kind of wears off. But anyway, I've got there. This is the last of the plums. So a plum torta is really just a wee cake that you could bring to a picnic or proms in the park. And it cuts up nicely. It's, you know, it's a nice solid sort of cake, but light at the same time. So what I did was poached the plums, just made up a sugar syrup with sugar and water and a bit of vanilla. Boil it up until it's starting to get a wee bit thicker, and then just put your plum halves in it, and then give it about 5 minutes in a simmer, and then turn it off, and the residue heat will cook them through and keep them whole, John.
And you have, know, you skinned them? Mushy. Do you take the skins off them or not?
No. Oh, John, right. No.
Enough today?
The thought of skinning a plum. Oh, no. No, thank you. So those are the plums are done. I picked some blackberries, which are together. Plums and blackberries, beautiful together. And their blackberries are starting to come through now, which is great. And then the cake mixture, really, really simple. In here, I've got sugar and an egg. I just whisk it together. It doesn't have to be really whisked. It's just really to bring it together. 225 grams of self-raising flour. I've got 125 mils of buttermilk.
Why buttermilk? Because
it'll sort of react with the baking powder in the flour. Ooh. And this will make it nice and fluffy. If you don't have buttermilk, use whole milk and stick a couple of teaspoonfuls of lemon juice in it. Yeah, that's it. And then that's
See, I
all
do listen.
So I'm doing this with my right hand, actually. So this is all whisking together. And that's the batter. So that's how quick that takes. And it just looks like a cake batter. And then just put that into a cake tin lined with parchment paper. And then dot your wee plums into the batter.
And is the batter runny or is it?
No, if you can hear it now, it's kind of, it's like, you know, the latter stage of whipped cream. You know, it's quite a solid batter, but it will, because of the buttermilk reacting with the baking powder, it's very light. And then if you just dot those in, just take them out of the juice, poke the plums, poke them in, poke in a few blackberries if you have them. If not, this is a cake that, you know, if you had some nice, very thinly sliced apples, really nice.
And are you burying the plums in the batter, or are they kind of sitting up?
They're sort of sitting up, sort of half burying them, you know, so that then when the cake will bake round them. So that's the cake done. And then just bake that about 170. It'll take about 25 minutes. And then when you've taken it out, mix up about a tablespoonful of demerara sugar with a teaspoonful of cinnamon, and just sprinkle that over the warm cake, John.
Oh, wow. Kind of,
when you hit warm cake with sugar and spice, it'll take up that lovely flavour. So let that cool down, take it out, slice it up, put it into a wee box, and that's for your picnic.
So that's your cake, that's your plum and blackberry
that's
torta.
It.
And then plums in the park martini. This
right.
is a plum
Do
fest
you like
this
that?
Week.
This is it. So I have a martini shaker here, or a cocktail shaker. If you don't have one, just get a jam jar with a lid on it. Now, in the cocktail shaker, John, I've got something here, some ice. I've got some gin. and I've got a little bit of lemon juice, and then a tiny sprinkle, like a really loose, like a very, very tiny sprinkle of cinnamon. I'm sort of thinking this is just a nice, healthy one. It's got vitamin C in the lemon. You've got a nice bit of fruit in there. You've got warmth from the gin and the cinnamon. And then a teaspoonful of honey, which is good. This is probably a cold remedy.
this is practically good for you. I mean, never mind the fact that it's a martini and it's full of drink. It's actually doing you good. I hear you.
It is. If you don't want alcohol in this, just cut it out. Just don't put it in. So I'm putting the lid on that, John, and I've got you in one hand and I've got my cocktail shaker. So if you hear that...
Brilliant. Multitasking. And what's the plum liquor then?
That's the cooking juice that came out of the plums. That's got the vanilla and the sugar syrup. So once you've taken the plums out and poked them into your torta, and you're left this liquid. So why it's about not wasting anything. So you've got that lovely liquid. If you don't want to make the martini, that liquid is lovely. Just add it to some, you know, sparkling sort of semi-sweet wine, because it is quite tart. Mix that up together, you know, sparkling wine, beautiful. And then, John, I'll take the top of this, and I've got a nice martini glass here.
Of course you do. Don't mind us. No. And you have to try it to see if it's okay.
I will try it here. Right, and we'll just pour this in. Right, there we go. And I will get cheers, John. Right.
Cheers.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's everything a healthy martini should be. Lovely.
I'm only asking, but did you have a few goes at that before you finally got the mixture right?
Yeah. Just it was honestly. The first time, honestly. No, as you say, John, professional to the end, completely.
That's it.
I think you should have that in your garden when you're preparing.
We'll have to play. Do you remember that? Anytime, any place, anywhere. It's a wonderful thing you can share. It's the right time. And the third time, that's martini. Do you remember that ad?
I do remember that, John. We're showing our age.
There you go. That's desperate. Well, that's plums in the park martini and a plum and blackberry torta. Paula, thanks a million.
Thank you, John. Enjoy that. Now, I know you're going to make that for your outside broadcast in the garden.
Absolutely. That's it from this week's Cooking with Paula McIntyre podcast. For more clips and galleries from The John Toll Show, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster. And there are loads more BBC podcasts available at bbc.co.uk/podcasts.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.